101.9 with Fook, Lindsay, and Dusty. And Jamie, you want to get judgy?
Hi. Hey, Fook and Lindsay. I have an okay or a not okay for you.
Okay or not okay.
What's going on?
All right. So I've been having issues lately where my boyfriend is liking ex-flings and ex-girlfriends' pictures on social media.
You said liking, and not licking, right?
Right, liking. He's liking. And I already have an issue with him even being friends with people, certain people on social media, because I am not friends with any ex-boyfriends or ex-flings on social media, nor do, you know, I follow them on Instagram or anything like that. So it's kind of a double whammy. It bothers me. I feel uncomfortable with the fact that he's even friends with them, and then I feel disrespected that he's also occasionally liking pictures.
Jamie, can you give us an example of, like, one of the latest likes?
The latest? Okay, so this is where I start to feel crazy, because the most recent, he's liked the picture. It's an ex-girlfriend's picture, and she's an artist, and she posted, you know, this table that she made, and I was like, okay, it's just annoying to me, because in the past, he's liked pictures of them, just pictures, you know, like selfies.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed it bothers me just the same, even if it's a picture of them, of her or someone posting a picture of a tree.
Uh-huh.
You know, it still bothers me because it's just, I feel like it's sending out the wrong message.
So you think that just giving any kind of attention, like energy, what have you, is disrespectful? Is that how you're feeling?
Yeah, and it makes me feel kind of crazy, you know, if I'm being like a jealous ex-girlfriend, but I guess I don't do that, and I feel a certain way about it. I feel like it's kind of reaching out to be like, hey, I see you. Does that make sense?
Have you tried bringing it up to him at all?
So I have in the past. He liked, you know, someone's selfie, and I told him, you know, I'm just uncomfortable with that. I think it sends out the wrong message, too, if someone else sees that you've liked that.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of makes you look like a dirtbag, because when I see guys that I know are married or have girlfriends like a picture of someone, you know, of another woman, I'm like, oh, what a dirtbag, and I feel bad for that other woman. So I explained that to him, and he was very understanding, said he wouldn't do it again. But, you know, months later, he does it again.
He does it again.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, I'm about to kill you.
Look,
so I'm
look at what has happened to us. With someone has liked, not loved, not passionately enjoyed, someone and they've shown their like by clicking a button, uh-huh, as they do a million times a day,
mm-hmm,
on other,
yeah,
pictures, on exes or not. And look at this great storyline that you've concocted in your head. I do think you've gone over the top with this.
You think so?
No, I don't think so. Maybe some guys will think, oh, it doesn't mean anything. But especially as a woman, it does mean something.
It's a like.
Yeah, but I think.
Yeah, it does.
It
really does.
It's just a like.
Just a like, but it's something that she said has bothered her, and she's communicated that it's bothered her.
Your relationship is your relationship with him, and if you hate him doing that and you've expressed this to him, well, then he should probably stop doing it if it bothers you. However,
right,
however,
exactly,
it is just a like.
I think dudes don't get it that girls are very, very catty, and, you know, some of them can be like that, but that's kind of...
I don't get it, and I think Jamie, you've already decided that this is not okay.
That's not okay.
Yeah, you already
okay.
Think it's not
you
okay.
Just want us to tell you that it's not okay,
Lindsay,
right?
you also think that this is not okay?
I don't think it's okay after he's already been communicated that it bothers her. Like,
right,
if she didn't care and if it didn't bother her, I would think it's totally fine.
Right.
I don't
if he
think
wants
that-
to go out with a like Nazi, then this is the way it's gotta be.
No.
Well, no, I mean, it is. Essentially, it is. Look, here's and Dusty, please chime in. I like people's selfies, exes, uh-huh, not exes, for a million different reasons. I do it because
Me
I think
too.
It makes them feel good.
Right.
Even if they post an ugly,
yes,
unflattering picture of them. You
yes.
know what?
Mm-hmm.
They went to the trouble of to try and put themselves out there. I'm not going to ruin their day.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to like their picture. And you know
okay,
what? I'm going to forget about it and move
stranger,
on with the rest of my life.
Not
sure.
An ex-girlfriend.
For her, though, regardless, Fook, she asked him not to do it, and he still does it.
Sure. But
right.
I'm just saying the general practice of doing it is, for me, it's fine. And that, Jamie, I honestly think you should get over it if he's a good guy. If he's a bastard, well, then break up with him, of course.
We should get your thoughts on this. 801-570-1019, call or text. Is it okay or not okay liking ex's pictures on Facebook? When and what does it really mean when you do that?
I'll get some insight.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, guys.
Love you, Jamie.
Thanks, James.
All right. Love you, guys.
Not a terrible question. I do not like how both of you are insinuating that we, just because we're men, have no idea what we're talking
That's
about.
That's not what I'm insinuating. I like and I interact with exes on Facebook, Instagram, whatever, and it means absolutely nothing. I'm just participating with them as if they were somebody else. But some women would read out of the lines and take that as something. If she thinks for whatever reason that it's being disrespected, I know.
Shane texts, "She is crazy. A table? Whoa. OMG. He probably is going to sleep with his ex over the awesome table. Wow." Let's get to this call from Terry. Yes, Terry.
So I think she's crazy. It's a table. If you can't like a table, then you shouldn't be on Facebook to begin with. I mean, that's the whole point of posting stuff on Facebook, is to get likes, whether it be your ex or your lover or your girlfriend. You like everything, pretty much,
right?
I would think.
So
well, not everything, only the stuff you like. But to have a relationship with somebody and then say you can't go like your ex-girlfriend's stuff is just... I mean, I could see if it was a selfie of her more than if it's an inanimate object like a table or a tree. I mean, that's just lame. That's too controlling, in my opinion.
Okay, can I play devil's advocate for her? I think the issue is that she already communicated to him that she just doesn't like him paying attention to these ex flings.
Yeah, but that's wrong.
I get that on Facebook. I can totally get that.
Okay.
But, so she has to make the decision, but it's not douchey on him. I mean, you guys are saying that he's a douchebag by liking it after she's talked to him. Well, maybe he should break up with her because she's too controlling.
Okay, no.
Because she can't understand that a simple like is just a like. It's not a, ooh, I want to get back with her because I liked her table.
That's right. The world has a... Isn't it insane how we can read into a like and be stressed out about it for 2 weeks, mm-hmm. possibly break up with the man or woman of our dreams over it? It's stupid.
Exactly. I mean, that's just so not worth it.
All right. Thank you, Terry.
Thanks, Terry.
Uh-huh.
Okay or not okay.
All right. We're getting some texts in here, too. Somebody says, "I'm a dude. I don't think it's okay. When dealing with exes, it's just better to show respect to your current partner and avoid that kind of stuff."
All right.
We've got somebody else saying, "Not okay for her to be crazy." That's basically saying, "I can't have any friends whatsoever outside of a relationship. She should stop trolling his Facebook page and start worrying about more important things, like Donald Trump's hair."
What?
And now we've got a perspective from a woman, Ashley here. She sounds super controlling. Who cares if she likes a picture? It doesn't matter.
Yeah. It's tough, but you just kind of have to let it go. You know who I just got a text from,
who?
Lindsay, is Bea Voce,
Nuh-uh.
Our relationship
Bea.
Expert, and she's been listening, and she wants to chime in on this, give us a definitive rule. The okay or not okay, liking your ex's stuff on Facebook, and what does this person on Facebook say?
We have somebody on Facebook, Linda, saying, "Terry is a douchebag. Liking the table may be okay, but liking a selfie of an ex is wrong." We have another text coming through, 801-570-1019. "I'm a guy, but I agree. If you respect the person you are with, you just don't like your ex's stuff. No big deal."
I disagree with both those people. But Bea Voce, our relationship expert, is on the phone with us right now.
Hey!
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. So, Bea, as a relationship expert, do you have a general rule for liking ex's stuff?
Okay, so I was listening to what Jamie said, and I just kind of had some ideas I wanted to throw out that I thought might be able to help her.
Okay. Oh, yeah, awesome.
Okay, so I think the whole situation with social media can be really tricky. I think in her case, she should really look at, well, what makes her feel disrespected? So dive into the emotion a little bit deeper. That's what I would say first and foremost for her specifically. But then in general, I would say this is so interesting because exes that we normally would never have any interaction with, we see on social media. And I like my exes' photos on Instagram, on Facebook, and it's almost a way for me to kind of keep the peace. Like, hey, just so you know, like, no hard feelings, glad we're not, you know, just kind of wanting to be like, hey, cool. Notice you were doing this thing.
That's right. Not liking is almost a declaration of war.
Right.
Yeah, it can be. So I think that with social media, you really have to be very honest with your partner, and you've got to really, really have these conversations open with them. Because at the end of the day, it's your relationship that matters, not your ex relationships that matter. So really, if it's going to be impacting your relationship, then that's got to be a conversation that you and your partner have together.
It's just a like. It's not like a like plus a winky face.
Totally. And it's not like plus comment.
Right. Yeah.
Which might send out a different, you know, something or other.
Bea Voce. Bea, you got to come back in studio at some point. We love you. Relationship expert to the stars.
Yes.
Oh, I love you guys. All right. Thank you. And good luck to Jamie.
Yes. Thank you, Bea. Like, not sometimes just not being polite and liking.
Yeah.
Why aren't you liking my stuff? How dare you? I have not wronged you. It just didn't work out. Now I am master of troops. And I belittle you behind your back with all of your friends.
Like I said, I'll like X's stuff on there, but I think there's just this respect thing that comes into play.
All right, lots of differing opinions. It's dumb that we have to go.
Dude.
Look, before we start to go out, let's go over our like policy.
It is super dumb. It's so weird, this age we live in with this weird stuff. Like, it's just not normal.